is Free Talk Live. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. With you here in the studio, we have myself, Stephanie.
And Guard.
And Brett.
Yes, two very fine guests. Each of them with their own wonderful podcast. And we'll be talking a lot about those, as well as some many other issues we would like to address tonight. But if you want to give us a call and give us your thoughts, this is the show about your calls, call us at 800-259-9231. That is 800-259-9231. And that, of course, is the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. So, gentlemen.
Yes, it's good to be here. Good to be here fighting for freedom with you, Stephanie, and Brett, and you guys. I've been listening very fondly to you on the radio, Stephanie, and to you, Brett, on your podcast. Excellent stuff, my friend. And I'm very glad, literally everybody, I just walked in here because here in the center of the freedom movement in New Hampshire, they are now having the Keen Pumpkin Festival. So basically trying to get over here was the proverbial rat in the maze trying to find the cheese. It was insane. It was crazy. And it's another reason I don't want the government to own the roadway.
Yeah, I had a similar experience, too. Actually, as an aside, did you hear this story where there were 100,000 pumpkins that got washed into the Connecticut River here in New Hampshire?
No way. Wow.
No. Unfortunately, that would have been funny, but
yeah, this is like one of the Harry Chapin, 1,000 pounds of bananas or whatever, just dumped from a truck or something. Holy moly!
Apparently, there was this pumpkin farm that supplies some ridiculous amount of the pumpkin population in New Hampshire,
yeah.
And a lot of them were supposed to go to Keene for Pumpkin Fest, but there was some kind of a flood on the farm, and they didn't contain their pumpkins properly, and so it ended up with 100,000 pumpkins literally floating down the river.
Oh, that's a shame, man. Well, it's too bad they couldn't have done it, mark them. They could have had sponsors, like a big duck race down the river, see which one gets down the river first.
That would have been very creative.
For charity. We could all do it for the Liberty Movement. Oh, so good to be here. Excellent. Free Talk Live, where you control what we discuss.
Yes, that is right. And also, speaking of which, you can get on the cam at freetalklive.com. Go to our website, check us out, and watch us doing what we do. So, gentlemen, I did want to make sure that we start off by pimping your wonderful podcast.
Yeah, I like it.
There is so much great liberty-oriented content right now that we can just pour directly into our brains, as I like to say. If you go to lrn.fm, you can see everyone's podcast who's sitting here on this show, including my own, which is Pork Therapy. We talk about relationships from a liberty-oriented perspective. And Gardner has the Liberty Conspiracy, a
Indeed.
Wonderful show that's been long-running. Gardner has been educating the masses for a long time, right?
Yes, we're in the midst of our political campaign of me against me right now. So I call myself various things like a Nazi and stuff like that, and play backwards messages of, do you see what he really meant in that one? It's fun. So,
well, who do you think is gonna come out on top in that race?
I'm not sure, because I know that if I were you, I'd vote for Gardner Goldsmith, but he's a bad, bad guy.
Wish Gardner is the lesser of two evils.
I don't know. It's just so funny. I just get so sick of hearing those political campaign ads years ago we started to put together all these skits for the Liberty Conspiracy, and I thought, you know what? Politics basically makes a nation of castrati. So let's pull out of the politics thing. Let's, it totally disincentivizes anybody from actually running his own life. And so why not throw my hat into the ring as an anti-political candidate? Right on.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
And, of course, we have Brett. Brett is from School Sucks Podcast, which is a phenomenal show. I've been listening since the inception, I believe. And he's debunking the government school. Isn't that right, Brett? You want to tell us a little bit more about your show?
Yes, we are hard at work at that. For the last couple months, we've actually been working on a series of shows called Kids Are Not Defective, which is sort of the thrust behind the whole project. So I think so many kids go through school without ever really realizing what's happening to them. You described feeling like a rat in a maze, Gardner.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yes, the school system in general. You hit it.
This is the rat in the box, the famous Skinner box. One of the most influential behaviorists in the design of the system was a guy named B.F. Skinner, and he put rats in a box, and, if they could hit a lever, they would get a little food pellet, and if they did something wrong, they would get shocked.
Yeah.
And that's behaviorism. And that sounds silly, but that's, that's the sort of psychology that our school system is pretty much based on, the work of people like Pavlov and Skinner, and it's pretty gross.
And rewards and punishments, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And all the factors that motivate people to do things in school are extrinsic. It's never about, you know, what do I want? What are my goals? Who am I as an individual? It's all about, you know, this is how you get the carrot and this is how you avoid the stick.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to point out. What are the hidden lessons of school? What are the messages that we learn about our government in school? And of course, like I said, most recently, how do we learn that things are wrong with us if we fail to conform to the expectations of school? It's not about education.
And you know what I love, Stephanie, about Brett's podcast is every time you get it, it's like he's unraveling another layer of the onion, or he's got a new onion because there are so many the government creates, and he's pulling away some other facade, some other fiction, some other fallacy that has been inculcated into the minds of people from you know, school age on. The whole concept of the we the people concept, that we're all part of this giant gestalt that somehow is working towards great nationhood and so on. And he breaks it down and he's like, look, you're an individual. Think for yourself. You haven't been taught to think for yourself very much in government schools, even though they always tell you to question authority. They never tell you to question authority. That's the authority that has you there for 7 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Yeah, actions speak louder than words
on
that
one.
Yeah,
that's a great, great, great show.
And you can find it at schoolsucksproject.com, is that correct?
Indeed, yes.
And Gardner, you're at libertyconspiracy.com?
Libertyconspiracy.com, because freedom is no longer in fashion. Thanks, Steph.
Indeed. So this is the show about your calls, and we actually do have a call on the amp lines to start us off with the show. Caller, who's this? You're on the Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is Ty in Tennessee. I call myself a recovering statist.
Welcome to the club.
Yes, one day at a time, man. One day at a time.
Yeah, I woke up, I think, probably, when was it that George Bush made that statement that he had to abandon the free market principles to save the free market?
I can't believe you're bringing that up. I was literally talking to someone today. I was picking up my computer from getting repaired, and he mentioned the exact same thing. This is like plate of shrimp from Repo Man, that lattice of coincidence. and which is one of my favorite movies. It's totally anarchic. Isn't it amazing, too, because if you were critical of George Bush, the Republicans had a very difficult time with you. For example, if you remember, there's a great writer, James Bovard, and he wrote some scathing stuff about the Clinton administration. He was on Laura Ingraham's show. He was on all these, all these other popular national so-called alternative radio programs to the popular media. Once he wrote the Bush betrayal about George Bush and his spending and his destruction of civil liberties and things like that, they wouldn't touch him. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm talking about the same principles here. No, I'm sorry, principle doesn't matter because that's not our side, you see.
I think it's
important, too, what you bring up, that it's principles. And, you know, I go back to those first principles, the non-aggression principle and the principle of self-ownership. And that is my standard that I use, I hold up, and I use that to reflect on anything, any news that happens, any of my actions, any of the actions that occur to me. I use those principles as a guideline because, you know, for most of my life, I guess I've been kind of affected by the media, you know, the schools, which School Sucks podcast talks about, you know, to believe that the government is good and they're there for me and they are me, you know. That's the message they send. You know,
you're part of the collective, right? It's all for the common good, and you're one of the herd.
You are the government.
Exactly. And I guess it was that moment, though, when George Bush made that statement, because I've always loved the free market, even though I never really took that to its logical conclusion until recently, you know, that the free market means total freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
That we can't have it. I mean, I used to think that I wanted freedom and everything except, you know, maybe my little market for labor, for my particular area of expertise. You know, for that, I wanted some kind of control and, you know, try to keep competition out. Well, that's the same thing that corporations, big business, everybody else does. They try to control that market for competition.
Oh. Indeed, Ty. We are coming up on a break. We're going to have to let you go. Thanks for the call tonight. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back with more when we return. Call us at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Stephanie here with you tonight, and I've also got the lovely Gardner Goldsmith.
Hello there.
And Brett.
Hello.
Brett Vinat from School Sucks. And if you want to go to listen.freetalklive.com, you can check out the live streams, the webcam, and the listen lines, all there for your listening pleasure and all for free. Many great features on their website. That's freetalklive.com. And, of course, if you would like to call us, this is the show about your calls. You can call in and talk about anything. Our number is 800-259-9231. That is 800-259-9231. And, of course, that is the SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line. So, gentlemen, before the break, we had Ty call in.
Yes,
and Ty was
Ty.
Yeah, We do appreciate his call. And, of course, he was on the amp line, which is one of the perks you get when you become an amplifier. But Ty was talking about George Bush. And we were commenting during the break about, you know, how do all these people feel that wanted Bush to have all this power, that were supporting him? How do they feel now that all that power is in the hands of another person, Obama?
Mm. Yeah, because I remember them cheering for it. I mean, I watched for 8 years as conservatives cheered loudly as George Bush seized more and more power with military commission and consolidating it into the executive branch. We had military commissions. We had posse comitatus.
Absolutely.
I really think at one point he could have stood there with the Constitution and his loyal supporters would have said, I would like to watch you pee on that.
Exactly.
You
know? and for,
didn't
for
he say
people,
it was just a piece of paper?
Just
he basically virtually did.
And for people who are big supporters of George Bush, he did say that. And you know, let's just mention what some of these things were. When we hear all these debates about all these people are upset about the people in Guantanamo being given civil trials or criminal trials in U.S. courts.
They're terrorists.
Rather than
they shouldn't
being
get
tried
trials.
In the military commissions. In 2005, 2006, there were a series of lawsuits that were brought up that eventually went to the Supreme Court that said, look, you have not, the U.S. government has not declared war. If you have not declared war, you can't try these guys as prisoners of war or under war crime statutes and an international tribunal. So you can't do anything else other than try them under U.S. criminal code for terrorism, like the 1993 bomber of the World Trade Centers. So all of this holding them in Guantanamo, then and the Bush administration didn't want to give them habeas corpus hearings to actually show them the evidence that they had. And I can understand that because they didn't want to have CIA secrets or whatever. You know, they've got their argument and their rationale. But they didn't declare war. And so since they didn't declare war, they had to try them under criminal code. Now, you hear all these conservatives out there who are supposedly strong constitutionalists. You know, we're very opposed to the government growing too big and trampling on our rights to control our businesses and taking our money. Really? Well, I guess when it's George Bush and it has to do with your idea of the so-called war on terror, which is not a war, and you're playing in a fantasy world, I guess you can toss all that aside. And you can urinate on the Constitution.
And the addendum to that, too, is like we're talking about the government's adherence to the Constitution. I think we would
right.
all agree
we
it's just a way for us to sort of point out the hypocrisy of these people. That we're always told that our society is stable and predictable because we live in this nation of laws. You know what's going to happen. Well, for the subjects in that so-called nation, yeah, that's very true for you, whether you're wondering whether or not you can drive around with your glove compartment open all the way to what kind of dried vegetation are you allowed to have in your pocket. But these people who hold these positions of power, they get their fancy job titles or they get their blue and green costumes, and they can pretty much get away with murder. They can pretty much get away with murder.
Oh, so, they absolutely explicitly can.
Yeah, so we're not constitutionalists. I hear the Tea Party people talking a lot lately about the Constitution.
Oh, yes.
But we're just using that as an example, I think we'd all agree,
absolutely.
To point out the hypocrisy of these people.
And also, if you put your faith in one group or another to uphold this document, which has not stopped the government from growing, has not stopped the government from trampling people's rights, killing American citizens, if you're just concerned about American citizens, engaging in undeclared military conflicts, which they call war, which is totally fictional, and Lewis Carroll would laugh at that, imprisoning Japanese people for some rationale, which is absolutely absurd, all these foreign conflicts, if you possibly think that the Constitution is going to stop that, then you've got another thing coming, which is why, as Brett says, we bring up this point because the hypocrisy of those people who tell you they're constitutionalists, who tell you they're going to swear an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, is just the tip of the iceberg, which is on the surface of something even deeper, which is the belief that if you establish a government and get the government to somehow abide by some rules, that it's going to protect you, because it won't. It will not protect you. It's not predicated on protection. It's predicated on taking what you've got in order to create a police force. And we can get more deeply into that. But the whole thing is just utterly absurd to consider.
The idea of violating some people's rights to protect everyone's rights, as you often say on your show, Gardner, is pretty laughable. I mean, and as Lysander Spooner pointed out, the Constitution has either justified all the wrongs or been powerless to prevent them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I guess the request for the callers would be like the people who supported Bush, the conservatives who supported Bush from 2000 to 2008, at every single one of his power grabs, saying, oh, well, they have to do this, right? Now, imagine if Clinton had done it, it would have been like...
up in arms.
Right. Yeah. Not that it would have been right then either,
it
obviously.
Would have been James Bovard right on the radio.
Right.
Right.
But all of these people who, you know, cheer-led Bush through all of that, how are they feeling about Obama having all that Bush power now?
And can they actually give us an argument that Obama is somehow different than George Bush?
I would love that.
Very nice.
That would be very interesting. And can they tell me in the long run how they can convince me that having someone put a gun to my head and saying, we're going to form a police force that will protect you from theft, is somehow logical?
Mm-hmm.
What if I don't want that police force paid that much? What if I don't want that police force to take my money at all? Somehow there seems to be this logical disconnect in this belief that you've got to have the government protect you.
But, Gardner, nobody really ever puts a gun to your head.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Only if I resist and I resist and I resist.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Very good point.
As long as you're compliant. Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, and in fact, they'll go to great lengths to deny that anyone is actually using force to try to get you to behave in a certain way or to give up your money or your rights or whatever.
Oh, and it's like this is where we see that sort of horizontal attack from subject to subject too, when we call taxation theft. Well, they'll say, I'm happy to pay my taxes. I would pay more if I was asked to, which is really, like, as I've said on the show before, that's when you explain to them why taxation is theft, especially as we look at the way the government debts are paid for.
Yes.
How they just dig into the pockets of people who haven't been born who have
right.
no voice in
Absolutely.
Government.
There's Enslaving no way, them upon birth.
Right, there's no way to not call that theft. There's no way it's not theft to steal from people who are completely defenseless
right.
against you.
Yeah, and of course, they use these rationales. They'll say, well, you know, we're part of the social compact. Really, I didn't sign any document. Where was that document? I didn't see that anywhere.
Oh, well, you agree to it by living on a certain arbitrary plot of land,
I see.
Of course.
That's right. So
if you don't like it, you can leave.
Whoever gets the majority of that government entity can take your money, and they don't call it theft, you
right.
see. And it's not majority-sanctioned plunder. It's taxation for the common good. It's for we the people. Okay.
And Stefan Molyneux is so right. His speech at Porkfest was about language and the language that we use. And, it, you know, it's not Social Security. It's stealing from the young to feed the old. It's, you know, it's important to couch these things in the terms that show what they really are. So coming up, when we return, we will get into more of these issues. You can give us a call at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live. We'll be back.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Joining us in the studio tonight, this is Stephanie.
And Guard.
And Brett.
Indeed. And you can go to news.freetalklive.com to get updates on the show. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and get in the loop. And I also need to tell you about MemoryDealers.com. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, go to memorydealers.com. Now then, thank you for joining us tonight. We're so excited to have you listening. And we've actually got a number of calls to get to. Of course, this is the show about your calls. If you're interested in sharing your thoughts with us, you should call us at 800-259-9231. That is 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I believe we have some calls we're going to get to. Before the break, we were talking about Bush, Obama, the non-existent differences between them.
Well, there was one important thing. I was really excited when as far as differences are concerned, when Obama became the president. Because if you look at the differences between every single two presidents, going back all the way to George Washington, and you look at the differences between the two characters, there's virtually nothing. Like, this guy's from Virginia and had a beard, and this guy's from Virginia and didn't have a beard, right?
This guy was a lawyer for 5 years, this guy was a lawyer for 10 years.
Right. If we look at the disparity, there has been no wider disparity between any two presidents than Bush and Obama. I mean, nothing changed, really. So that I was excited to show people how little would change when we get this huge change in a person's background and beliefs, and everything was different. And
also we can work it the other way as well. The Obama supporters, if you expected all this great change and great civil liberties defense from the Obama administration, do you think you've been sold a bill of goods yet? And also, might I ask you down the line, those of you who are really interested in privacy, how is it that your privacy concerns don't go to things like, medical privacy? for my medical data, which will now be collected by the federal government for their health care program. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess the ends justify the means. But so it works both ways. If you're an Obama supporter, we'd love to ask you, how is it really any different from the Bush administration?
And so, actually, why don't we bring on Ben from Florida? He's listening on WFLA. I believe he may have something to say about this subject. Ben, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for calling. What was on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I voted for Bush twice. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of the Patriot Act at all. I think the Patriot Act was a far overreaching reaction to the terrorist attacks of 9/11, and I can understand the motivations, because people were screaming for something to be done and put a stop to it, which they should have put a stop to it way before then. But it was the same redundancy in World War II when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. Everyone was screaming that the Japanese attacked this, when it's quite clear to anyone who studies history that Roosevelt goaded the Japanese into attacking this country because he wanted into the war.
Yeah. Well, and so that actually led to Japanese internment, right?
And it's a direct link to the embargo, the oil embargo against the Japanese.
Yeah, exactly.
Was a direct goad because to get them to attack us, because they had to seize the East Indies when they did that, and they couldn't leave our Navy floating around the Pacific when they seized the Dutch East Indies. So, you know, and so Roosevelt basically kicked them in the you-know-where and got them to attack us. Yeah, the terrorists, not so much that way, but, you know, people demand responsibility, but, you know, the Patriot Act was a bit much. I mean, it's basically a lot of constitutional questionabilities about that, and I admit that. But, you know, Bush is different in some ways. He let the assault weapon ban sunset expire and really brought about a lot of more gun freedoms, whereas every time I turn around, the Democrats want me to, you know, take away my gun freedoms. Bush never advocated a institutional policy of federal policy which forces people to buy an insurance product like the Obama health care does, which is solely geared toward driving the country into a one-payer system.
Although,
you know,
okay, can I just interrupt you for a second, Ben? I'm sorry. Wasn't it Mitt Romney who originally started in Massachusetts the policy?
Well, Mitt Romney, you know, that's, people bring that up. The plan Mitt Romney instituted in Massachusetts is totally different than the one they actually passed and he signed. They went in and carved it up a lot, and because they were trying to do the same thing in Massachusetts. They want everyone on a single-payer system. Yeah, but Bush did a lot of things, you know, true. But the simple fact of the matter is, anybody elected to office today in the country is a politician. Mm-hmm. And they're out broadening their own power base and strengthening their own position. And I'm really starting to think that Americans as a whole are starting to wake up to the fact that I think these people in Washington are about to find out that the party's over. Because there's a lot of stuff going on up there that is really just, some of the stuff is just really, this idea of this carbon footprint, this whole environmental movement, the carbon footprint. Down here in Florida, we have the Amendment 4 is on the ballot this election. It's driven by Sierra Club. They helped write it, where basically everybody in your neighborhood is going to have if you want to sell your property or do something with your property, they have a vote on whether you can change the land use code down here and let you do that. So they're taking away your private property ownership rights. It's a false joke. I mean, it's just a joke.
It seems to me that that's what government does, right? They take away people's private property rights and they want to control what you do with your property and your life. And I see that on both sides, right, gentlemen?
People tell me, you know, well, I own property. Oh, you own that property, right? Well, don't pay your property taxes next year and find out what happens, you know?
Exactly. Very well said. Ben, we're getting a weird echo. I think we're going to have to let you go. Thanks for the call tonight. We will continue this discussion. Did you guys hear what Ben said, the last thing Try not paying your property taxes and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, on,
I think he's right about that.
Everything from the macro side to the micro side, you see government trying to regulate your private property. But I think it's interesting, and I'd love to defer to Brett briefly on this. You know, as we talked about the Bush administration, one of the things that we have to be careful about, and he brought up a salient point about Bush's gun policies. Mm-hmm. There is a substantive difference on some marginal levels on Obama, although Obama seems reluctant to proceed with a lot of the things that people would like him to do on the left-wing side. What I think is interesting, if you look at some of the things that were established prior to Bush getting into office on the health care front, the chess pieces were moved into place by Republicans. Establishing the Children's Health Insurance Program, patently unconstitutional, and starting up the health care for seniors under the Bush administration at 5:20 in the morning. Newt Gingrich, the big potato head that he is, what a giant fraud he is. He supported that nonsense. So all of these types of things, philosophically, on the policy side, George Bush was the biggest spending policy guy in history before Barack Obama for social policy. So there's not much difference when you get the Republicans in office than when you get the Democrats. Just want to bring that up.
Remember the important question, too. When we can talk about policies and platforms and platitudes and do that comparison all night.
Right.
But when it comes to Bush and Obama, and hey, let's throw Mitt Romney in there as well. If you line these people up and ask them the question, you know, raise your hand if you want a job where you go to work every day and impose your will on me by force, right? And they all raise their hand. So that's, yes. As far as differences are concerned, that's as far as I need to probe.
That's exactly right? That's
absolutely.
It.
Good
people do not seek power over others.
And you know, something you brought up there, we talked off the air, and Stephanie and Brett and I were talking off the air, everybody, about how I got invited over to a high school recently, and they had a Democrat, Republican, me, which was great, because my friend Mike, old high school buddy, is the teacher, so he invited me in. And at one point, this woman, who's just a hardcore left-wing statist, she was saying, well, you know, isn't it terrific? We can all sit here and offer our opinions, and we can all disagree. And I had asked my niece before, and I was like, Bree, do you want me to come out with guns blaring this thing and just pummel these people rhetorically? And she goes, yeah, get them. So I did. And so I said, look, what they're saying to you is a smokescreen, because what we're doing here and what government is are two completely different things. Government employs force to back up these people who will impose their will on me. I said, you know, we can disagree as much as we want here and be as pleasant as we want to each other, but in the long run, this woman standing next to me and this guy over here, if I'm in the minority, they're going to mess with me.
Exactly. They're and you are not free to disagree in that way.
Exactly. Right. I said, I wouldn't do that to them. I would leave them alone.
Yes. So we actually do have another call. We were discussing whether Bush and Obama are different before.
Completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for 3-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back. We're so glad that you've chosen to join us again. And check out the Shrine. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Talk radio has been traditionally a male-dominated thing, but Free Talk Live is lucky enough to have a group of wonderful ladies who have sent in their pictures because they enjoyed the show so much. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and check out all the other features on the website to get a look at that. And I also need to tell you about the Free State Project. Are you frustrated with a lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? Well, you can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Now then, we've got the phone lines blowing up. This is Free Talk Live, of course, the show about your calls. You can call us at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, if you've got something to say. But tonight it's Stephanie here with you.
And Gard.
And Brett.
And we were just discussing I would say differences, but there aren't too many of them, between the Republicans and the Democrats, Bush and Obama. And we've had David waiting patiently on the line, wanting to tell us that he does think there's a difference between Obama and Bush. Are you there, David? David from Keene? David, can you hear me?
This is Trey from Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, I'm sorry, Trey. Okay. Well, there is a little bit of an echo in this. Maybe GCN can fix that. But, Trey, what was on your mind tonight?
I was just an intermittent listener of the program. I know Mark and Ian had slightly varying philosophies on liberty. Mark was an anarchy involved. I just want to know if you guys wanted to elaborate on your own personal liberty philosophy.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a great question. I think I'm going to have to let you go, Trey, because we've got a little bit of an echo and your sound quality wasn't too good. But we would be happy to talk a little bit more about our own personal philosophies. Gardner, would you like to start?
Yeah, sure. I began thinking about politics and economics thanks to my mom and dad, and was sort of steeped through diffusion, I guess you might say, from my father on free market economics and the Austrian school of economics of subjective marginal utility theory, which is really pretty much an anarchic perspective that the person who earns the money knows best how to spend it and makes the most efficient decisions with it. Every time you remove that decision-making process, it's not only immoral and unethical, it destroys the feedback loop that you need in a free market to be able to find out about allocation of resources and spending and things like that. So I was trained by my dad very early on in that, and then I became sort of a John Locke sort of libertarian, I guess you might say, because I believed that government was established because you had a right to be left alone by me and I had a right to be left alone by you. And according to John Locke, he says, therefore, in order to protect you from having your stuff stolen, we create a government. We voluntarily enter this agreement that we form a government to stop predation against each other. And after a few years, I started to think, well, now, wait a minute. In order to create the government to stop predation, that government entity has to automatically, by definition, it is, in order to exist, a mechanism of predation. So it's a huge canard. It's just a giant mask that's ripped off of the locking concept, and I became a free market anarchist voluntarist.
Very nice.
Saying that, look, government is bogus. I don't support the idea of stealing from my neighbor in order to protect my neighbor, and taxation is majority sanctioned theft. Probably the big one that really got me through that was Frederick Bastiat.
Indeed. We actually do have someone on the phone lines who wants to talk about minimal government. Maybe we can come back to this issue, and Brett and I can expound a little bit when we get done with this call. But I think we have Steve in Tampa. Steve, are you there?
Yes. How are you?
Very well. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I've listened to you guys a lot. I'm a sort of a junkie on the radio, and I kill some times on Saturdays while my wife's watching some kind of show on TV. But, well, you know, I'm a person that came from the other side of the tracks, poor, white trash, military kid, lived around the world, worked my way up the chain and, you know, learned the system. And the government's bad in certain respects because of the taxes and things. And, you know, there's a difference between Obama and Bush. Obama's wavering. He can't make up his mind where he's going to be. Bush was pretty stable. He'd make a decision and stay there. Obama's a little fluky, flip-floppy, you know, just and I think the election here is going to tell the tale. But I know you guys, I don't know how old you are. I'm 53, so I've done a lot of things, lived a lot of places, but there are no models of what you're talking about. These are theories that some college professor, this is my problem with college professors or people like Obama. If you haven't created a job, you haven't worked in the public sector, and you haven't paid bills and payroll, you most of the time you don't know what you're talking about. But if you have anarchy, you know, I could live with anarchy because I'm a military person and I would win. If it began to be able to, who's bigger and stronger, and if you begin to have this fight between people out here, if you do go that route, you don't have civil police and some structure. And
Brett has some thoughts. Let's just interrupt
for
a second.
Well, one of the things, I've lived in places in the South where there was no structure, you know, so I know what the wrath of certain groups would happen if you were to, say, for instance, we have a code in the South. We don't tell on people. You know, you pretty much have a rule, and it's a very, very stiff rule, and there are penalties in my group if you break that rule. So it's an honorable thing not to say things about people, and we keep our mouth shut, but you know, when you have anarchy and all these other, somebody's going to have to step up. I see it every day here in Florida. I see these little young kids, these little rappers. They would take every advantage they possibly could, or the gangs. And me personally, they're not going to fool with us because they know who we are and what we would do in response. But it's just from being here and living here, it's like, no, you don't want to go there with them. But
let's interrupt Steve for a few minutes and talk about that.
Keep him on the line if
okay.
we can.
I don't know
if he's still there, but I'd love to say something after Brett, too.
Yeah, and I mean, really what we're talking about here is an evolution in society. I mean, we look at evolution and, you know, every other part of our lives, especially technology in the last 25 years or so. And we're not talking about flipping a switch and having this stateless society or this voluntary society. I know it sounded like the way you started defining anarchy right after you said the word means you already have some preconceived notions about what it is. And I would encourage you to just kind of think about it with no rulers, right? Governments killed 200 million of their own citizens in the last century. And I think as things only seem to progress and governments only seem to grow and technology that they have to use to kill people only seems to advance, you know, this century might even be worse, even though a lot of those mythologies like fascism and communism have now hopefully been left behind, I guess, at least in name.
But seems like the real chaos, right?
Yeah,
is the
state.
The unchecked power to do whatever they want and have no accountability, right?
Yeah, and I want to be very clear. Like, a lot of people talk about this issue like if I could push a button, and make this happen tomorrow. I think a lot of the fears that you have are absolutely valid, because right now people are trained through the school, through the media, through their socialization to be dependents. And you can't have this society emerge overnight. This is something that, like I said, is, you know, a multi-generational project. And the reason why I focus on education is what we really need is a few generations of adults who raise their children without aggression, without authoritarianism, with dignity and honesty. And that next generation, those respected children who grow into results, will look at organizations like government and maybe even organized religion, and they'll say, huh? Like, what's going on here? This is totally disrespectful. This is totally disgusting. But we
That's not how people treat each other. Yeah.
We have all of these leftovers in our society from an age of pre-logic, when for thousands of years, mankind has just been governed by fear or by force. And that's what we're trying to evolve beyond. We're not trying to flip a switch and make that happen on, you know, October 17th.
And I would say that this is not a utopian notion either. When Brett says we're looking to evolve, it takes education. And one of the things that I did want to point up with the caller is when we talk about anarchy, we're not talking about the popular misconception of anarchy. All we mean is the structural definition of anarchy, which is the removal of the government apparatus, the apparatus of majority-sanctioned theft or legal force. You can still have protection forces, and it's not a utopian concept to have these done voluntarily. And there are these very, very good historical precedents to show you, so that you would not veer into the idea that it's all going to be a one guy against another guy situation. And I'll draw your attention to Viking Age Iceland, which lasted for 500 years. They had no government structure. It was all done voluntarily through what they called the Godard system, and it was all conducted through their houses of worship. They lasted for 500 years until the climate changed, and they all had to move away. That's just an example, and we'll discuss it more in the program.
Were they chased away by the woolly mammoth?
Yeah, really.
More coming up with Steve when we get back from our break. This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. We'll be back. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.